This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday the U.S. will send 31 M1 Abrams battle tanks to Ukraine, reversing months of persistent arguments by the Biden administration that the tanks were too difficult for Ukrainian troops to operate and maintain. The U.S. decision came on the heels of Germany agreeing to send 14 Leopard 2A6 tanks from its own stocks. Germany had said the Leopards would not be sent unless the U.S. put its Abrams on the table, not wanting to incur Russia's wrath without the U.S. similarly committing its own tanks. President Biden on the situation.
The expectation on the part of Russia is we're going to break up. We're not going to stay united, but we are fully, thoroughly, totally united.
And right now, the tanks will not be able to be delivered for several months. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday signed a controversial law toughening punishments for disobedience or desertion from the armed forces amid Russia's invasion. Stronger sanctions will also apply to offenses such as threatening commanders fleeing the battlefield or consuming alcohol, according to the law published on the Ukrainian parliament's website. Several thousand people took to the streets in South Africa Wednesday to protest a prolonged energy crisis that has resulted in crippling power cuts for the continent's most industrialized economy. Protests took place at various locations nationwide, including the seat of parliament, Cape Town, and in the financial hub, Johannesburg, where an estimated 2,000 to 3,000 demonstrators marched on the headquarters of the African National Congress, the ANC. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Zambia, the second stop in a three-country swing, where she assured the country's president and its finance minister that the timely restructuring of Zambia's debt is a top priority. She spent most of Tuesday highlighting long-term measures to mitigate the sort of threats to food security exposed by Russia's war in Ukraine. Here's VOA's Miriam Diallo.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spent most of her visit to Zambia Tuesday talking about the agricultural investment potential of African nations, especially as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has affected hunger and the cost of food worldwide. In a village in Changwe, an hour from the capital Lusaka, Yellen emphasized not only tackling acute food needs, but also scaling up investment in food system resilience for the long term. Speaking to a group of mostly female farmers participating in the U.S.-backed Green Climate Fund for small-scale agriculture operations, the Treasury Secretary also voiced support of including Africa more in global food fertilizer markets and supply chains. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the latest string of recoveries of confidential information from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. Documents with classified markings were discovered most recently in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home last week.
The documents with classified markings make up about four boxes, according to his lawyer, and were inadvertently transported to the former Vice President's personal home at the end of the last administration. His lawyer says that Mike Pence had been unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence until a search last week, and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives and any appropriate inquiry. The revelation comes as the DOJ was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office, as well as former President Trump's Florida estate. I'm Julie Walker.
In less than 2 months, more than 50 people have died in Peru, largely protesters by police. Human rights advocates are calling for condemnation of the state violence unleashed since former President Pedro Castillo was impeached and imprisoned for trying to dissolve Congress. Peru's new president, Dina Boluarte, was notably absent from a meeting of regional leaders Tuesday. At least one person has died in deep cold and heavy snow in Japan. Winds whipped and snow blanketed wide swaths of Japan Wednesday, snarling traffic, forcing hundreds of flight cancellations and disrupting train travel. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.